It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
DeBrusque. Oh, he punished Marlowe.
Oh, Kadri just cross-checked DeBrusque in the head in retaliation for a clean hit.
And now Chara wants a piece of Kadri.
Kadri's going to do it again. He's going to get himself suspended again. This is a wicked, wicked cross-check in retaliation for not only the DeBrusque hit, but also what the DeBrusque hit earlier in the game on Kadri. He looked like he came right up into the grill of DeBrusque with this cross-check. He's getting tossed, as he should.
I say 10 games. Absolutely, without any hesitation, 10 games for that selfish play by Kadri. Yes, he took exception to the hit from Jake DeBrusque on his teammate Patrick Marleau. He hit him right into the turnbuckle. But when you cross-check somebody in the head like that, you're going to pay. And he has a history. He's been suspended 4 times. So for me, Jonesy, this is pretty easy.
You know, we throw 10 games out a lot. It's said a lot. And sometimes it's a reactionary thing. This is a 10-game suspension. This is a player that's been suspended before 4 times, as recently as last year in the playoffs. And he has a weapon in his hand. Your stick is a weapon. And he used it. It looked like it was going to be great news for the Leafs. He scores a huge goal. They have some momentum, and he takes it all away. And takes a lot of the momentum away from the series for the Toronto Maple Leafs. This is a very important piece of the puzzle for Toronto when it comes to playing a team like Boston. He's their most physical forward. He's a center iceman. He's got some swagger, and he's been productive, and now he's gone. It's a big mistake on his part, and I think we said the same thing last year.
Okay, that was a reaction from Eddie Olczyk and Keith Jones there on the NBC crew. Play-by-play of the Nazem Kadri cross-check to the neck of Jake DeBrusque. Those guys called for 10 games. I don't feel like it's a 10-gamer. I think it was bad. I think he deserved to get thrown out. I think he deserves to be suspended. The official amount has not come down yet.
10's too high.
But I'll just reset what I've said a couple times here. I know this is going to sound silly, just the way I say it, but whatever. I don't think it was that bad. It was bad. It was bad. He deserved to get tossed. He deserves to be suspended. But let's not be Montreal here, folks. Let's not go running off and calling 911. DeBrusque was okay. He didn't hit him that hard. And easy for me to say. I didn't get cross-checked in the neck. But it wasn't the most violent. I mean, this wasn't Dino Cicerelli. This wasn't McCracken. This wasn't Kadri last year. Just want to refresh your memory and see what Kadri did to Tommy Wingles along the boards. Same area of the ice. It was uncanny. It was in game one, though. That, I thought, was more violent than this thing. That one, Tommy Wingles, was prone on the ice, head up against the boards, and Kadri came into him a million miles an hour with a flying hip check, face against the boards. I thought last year's hit was more dangerous than this one. But be that as it may, he's a repeat offender. He's going down. The question is just how long.
Yeah, he should be gone for the rest of the series. When I heard Olczyk say 10 games, I thought, whew, I did not expect that. But you know, to me, it's pretty simple. He got bounced in last year's series, and it was 3. This has got to be more. He's a repeat offender. Same situation. Like, 5. See you later. You're done for the series.
That's what I think. But either way, as Jones was saying there, it is a loss for Toronto, and it is a potential momentum shifter. I mean, the Bruins with such a tremendous response on Saturday. And I'll say one more time, if that gives you more juice to blame them for how they played in game one, that's fair too. Like, where was that? But the way they played Saturday night was a thing of beauty. It was tremendous.
I mean, that was old school Big Bad Bruins stuff. It really was.
For a team that's not big and bad anymore. I mean, you got David Pastrnak flying around out there lighting people up. Oh, it brought a tear to my eye. It was wonderful. Great response. And not that the Bruins can keep doing that, because who could play at that pace for six more games, five more games, never mind 28. But if that's what, if they're now engaged and it's now a physical back and forth series, Kadri's an important guy for them, because he's someone who can be physical, can go back and forth and play that kind of game. And without him, that's a big loss. They've lost one of the few guys on that side that can do it.
And the ripple effect, again, they don't really have a third line center. It's going to be Nylander now. And, you know, Kadri's effective at both ends of the ice. That goal that he scored, that was a beautiful tip. What a great tip that
Tremendous.
Was. He was their best player in that game. He was Toronto's best player.
No question.
So, look, you know, initially when I thought DeBrus might be gone too, or even Krug, I thought, boy, Toronto's going to come out ahead in the long run. But both of those guys are playing tonight, Krug and DeBrus.
And that goes back to DeBrus just didn't get hit that hard. I know, again, that sounds silly when he got clocked in the neck with a cross check, but it wasn't. He was fine in real time. He got up and wanted to fight. So I'm not surprised DeBrusque is playing. DeBrusque playing in the game to begin with, to me, was a huge development. That kid really impressed me on Saturday, because he got sort of banged up in game one. He could have sat out the game in general. He just could have sat it out altogether. Instead, he draws into the lineup and then goes after a 10-year NHL veteran all night. That showed me a lot.
He's a bull. He is. He's a bull. I mean, he gets ahead of steam, too. He'll go right to the net. And look, it's the league isn't what it used to be, right? So to say that he's like fearless, or it's a different game now, I get it. But man, he in these two series against Toronto over the last couple of years, nine games, he's been a factor every time he's been on the ice.
Murray, you got a thought for me?
Well, we were thinking of like any guys that's going to be able to step up for Toronto with Kadri going to be out. And I said to Maz earlier during a commercial break, Tavares, I don't remember him being this big of a puss.
Well, so in game one, I thought he got the better of Marchand.
He was good in game one.
Yeah.
In game two, he kind of shrunk a little
bit.
They
all did. They really did, every one of them, save for a couple of guys. Muzzin showed me something, lighten up Krug the way he did, because that was a clean check. Muzzin got pasted in that corner earlier on. He was waiting for his opportunity. He answered. So, fine. You know, like that one, I'm okay with that, because I thought it was a clean hit. But the rest of them? I mean, Matthews has been invisible.
Oh, yeah.
So
two straight years now.
2 points, minus five, one goal in nine playoff games against the Bruins. That's Sagan-esque.
So all Toronto did was complain to the refs and whine to the refs, and they got called out by Don Cherry up in Canada. This is hockey night in Canada. That's their home team. Although Grapes is obviously a Bruin, not a Maple Leaf. But anyway, Sportsnet up there, they represent the Canadian teams. So you got to be pro-Canada, not Don Cherry. This is him, and while you're hearing this, he's playing video of Toronto getting hit and then turning and whining to the ref. Listen to Cherry.
They have to stop. As you said, you're a referee. You know this. They have to stop whining to the ref. What's some whining? Like, oh, boy, what about a penalty? No, you got knocked down. What about a penalty? Oh, come on. Look at that. You're hitting me. Oh, look. Come on. How about a penalty? Oh, come on. Oh, look at me. Like, you do that to the referees, they get ticked off because you make the referee look bad. The Leafs have got to stop that whining for a penalty.
You like that, Murray?
I do. Yeah, I got it. Sometimes he annoys the hell out of me, because sometimes his like old school attitude it's a bit antiquated. But that, I don't know. I got a kick out of it, because it's too much whining. I like all this. I'm obviously biased because I want the Bruins to win this, and I will, you know, the Maple Leafs. Their demise is one of the things I can still, you know, hang my hat on. Thankfully, and with Tiger Woods winning this weekend, God, I got nothing left. So the Maple Leafs failure, I need that to so I can still live as a sports fan. But yeah, no, he's right. Shut up.
I mean, you know, it's probably the Boston connection. I love the whole Cherry act.
Oh, yeah.
I love the clothes. I love the whole nine yards.
Entertaining.
Oh, my God. I love it.
It's so worth your 5 minutes between periods. It's not even funny.
Oh, gosh. He is. He's
Sometimes
great.
He does
him.
Come off as a hammerhead, though.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, so I don't see him all the time. He totally is. And he was like that as a coach. He was a complete nut job back there. Loved him. I loved every second of him.
So for tonight, watch the refs, because they're getting blamed for letting that game get out of control on Saturday. And maybe it did. I'm glad they did. I thought it was a brilliant night of hockey. Just the way I like it. Tremendous. So, but, you know, they've gotten pushback, the refs. So watch to see if they call it tighter.
I mean, have you ever seen a game in all seriousness? I know you're going to continue on the refs. Right. Where there were that many guys on the ice or bleeding at some point.
It was great.
Like, guys just couldn't get up or were, you know, stunned and spin. Their heads were spinning or the side of their face were cut or they took an elbow in the nose. Like, every... It really was like Slapshot, the movie.
Okay, so... So, look, I think the Bruins want to play that way. Will the refs let them? And they'll be doing it in that building up there where the crowd will be on them. Chris Rooney, our guy from Southie, the Bruins fans know this guy, even though I think the Bruins are 4-0 with Rooney this year.
5-1, I thought. Isn't that what Ty said?
I thought Ty said 4-0.
I thought he said 5-1, but keep going.
Either way, they've had a good... Usually they have a poor record with Rooney. This is like a really small little... This is usually something you reserve for the NBA. But Rooney's from here, so Bruins fans think that he usually calls it against the Bruins to... preserve appearances.
Sure.
I'm not just a hometown boy. I'm not going to make calls for the Bruins because I grew up a Bruins fan. So he usually calls it against the Bruins. That's what Bruins fans think. I don't think there's any data to support that. It's just in the Bruins fans' head.
Yeah, it's like ripping the home team, for example. That's how they view it.
Don't you hate those kind of guys?
No, I can't stand them.
So anyway, he's on the ice tonight. But watch to see how they call it. And this would come down from the league. The league would say, we can't let this game get out of hand like the last one did. Call it tight. Is that to your advantage or not? You might be a better special teams team than Toronto. Either way, Wash to see that. I want to see Matthews. I think they're starting to get on him big time up there, as they should. He guy plays like a total Sally. Never mind Tavares and some of the other money that they've spent up there. They seem to have shrank in that game on Saturday. So is there pressure up there for them to respond the way the Bruins responded in game two? Also, Maz mentioned this as well. Frederik Andersen, the goalie in Toronto, is playing exceptionally. He's playing really well. So watch that.
That has me a little worried.
Watch that as well. Your thoughts on all of this after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pasternak getting it back to the blue line. The penalty is over. Down into the corner it goes. Back it comes to the blue line. Krejci has it stripped away. And then a knee-on-knee with Kadri is not called. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Jake DeBrusque, knee on knee. If this isn't suspendable, I'd be shocked. Yeah, Kadri is down. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. Brad Meyer and Trevor Hansen have been absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Kadri is up and getting off on his own.
Just overall thoughts on DeBrusque and Kadri altercation.
Which one? Seemed to have a few of them. First one, scrum on the wall, two guys going at it. I thought second period, I believe it was, Jake hit Kadri over the middle. I thought it was clean. Looking back on it, shoulder to shoulder, I'm not sure. Obviously, Kadri stayed down. I mean, that's his prerogative when you get hit. Then the last one, I don't know if it was an altercation. I think he came over and cross-checked him in the face, and I assume it'll be dealt with or looked at and go from there.
Okay, that's what you're facing going up to Toronto. That was obviously the Toronto radio call.
Those babies.
Of the DeBrusk-Kadri collision. Not only do they think it should have been a penalty, they think he should have been thrown out of the game and suspended. He was neither of the three. And then Cassidy, I think he probably put a little salt in the wounds by sort of implying he jaked it or was embellishing. He stayed down. That's his prerogative. What did you think of that knee on knee by DeBrusk on Kadri? Was that intentional, you think, Miz?
I mean, I think at least a little. Again, I don't think it was as egregious as, you know, some of the ones we've seen. You know, Ulf Samuelsson on Cam Neely, for crying out loud, is the obvious one that we would all cite. But I don't think he's completely innocent in it either. Like, I was surprised so many people defended him as quickly and clearly and decisively as they did. Like, nope, clean hit, didn't do anything. And I, you know, to me, the first replay I saw, I went, ooh, looks to me like his knee comes out there a little bit. Maybe not a lot, but a little. He didn't get out of the way. I know that. So, like, again, am I saying it's a suspendable hit? Probably not. It was borderline or close. But, I don't think he did anything to avoid it. So, I know if it happened the other way around, I know Bruins fans would be throwing a mental fit over, you know, Kadri hurting DeBrusk. And I recognize there's a reputation on one side, not the other. But even so, like, you know, to me, it's worth looking at. I don't think he deserves a suspension, but it's worth looking at.
Okay, so the league, you know, announced that night they're not going to look at the DeBrusk play. So they are looking at the Kadri play. There was a hearing this afternoon. My guess is the suspension is going to be announced any minute. I bet it's going to be in the 5 o'clock hour. Just my guess. We'll bring it to you here first when we get it. Back to your calls, as promised. Sting and Taunton on the Bees. Go ahead, Sting.
Hey, what's going on, boys? How you guys doing today?
What do you got, Sting?
Nothing much, man. Like, first of all, how do you guys feel about, you know, Crew coming back tonight, like, for his toughness after taking that hard hit? And then what do you think about Backus' impact in Game 2 and for the rest of the series? And for the love of God, we need to start calling Jake DeBrusk Jake the Snake.
Okay, I think Jay, I love DeBrusk's toughness and willingness to go and get down there. I think that says a lot about it. Second-year kid. Backus, you know, we already know what he's willing to do. He just wants to play. He doesn't need to. I mean, I give him respect for this, too. I mean, he makes $6 million a year. It's guaranteed whether he plays or not. He knows the only way to play is to get on there and, you know, be the tough guy, be the borderline enforcer. And he just wants to play that bad and impact the game that bad that he's willing to do it. So I have a lot of respect for it. I think his impact will moderate.
So do I.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it was makes perfect sense that he draws into the lineup, has something to show everybody, set a tone, at home, the whole thing. As this thing goes on, you know, the series is going to sort of level off a little bit.
His lack of speed will catch up with him. And
but, I think he's already done his job. He helped bring him back in the series.
I was just going to say that. I mean, to me, he's already given him more than I thought he would. Like, his job is to let them know you're there. And he did.
And so even him just being there, if you're going to take a liberty with someone with the Bruins, you'll have to answer to Backus. Like, I'm not telling you you're answering to Ogie Oglethorpe there. I'm not even sure. You know, Backus probably had a losing record in fights this year. But at least there's someone there.
I mean, he really is like an energy guy for them now.
Absolutely.
Right? That's all he is.
We've got Jake in Stoughton on the Bruins. Go ahead, Jake.
What's going on, boys? Hey, you guys were talking about definitely going to be stepped it up this series. But like Big Jim said last year, ginger athletes just don't make it in pro sports. I'd love to hear Big Jim's take on it this year.
Is Frederick Anderson a ginger? I'm sorry, my headset just went off for a second.
You know, I didn't know that he was. Typically, you only see him with the helmet on. But, yeah, I stand by that. Yeah, you can't trust the gingers in the profession.
I mean, I don't know. There are a few out there that have had decent careers, right? I don't have to get into tennis, do I?
Like, who else, Murray? Who else is a ginger who you don't trust?
Andy Dalton. Immediately comes to mind. Who else?
This feels like a...
Oh, yeah, no, here he is. Yep. That's a big ginger mane right there.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though.
He's been good, though.
I thought everyone underplayed how good he was in Game 1.
Yeah. I mean, hasn't he really been kind of the best player in the series?
For Toronto?
How about for either team, both games?
I don't know. He was good on Saturday. That's for sure.
I mean, who has played well in both games for either team?
Good point. Phil and Malden, go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, on the Dabrowski hit. Do you think the Toronto player came off his feet, off his skates, and when he went into him, it was a cheap shot? And the other point I want to bring up is the way these other series are going, Tampa Bay's down 0-3, Pittsburgh's down 0-3. If we get by this round, we might be in the Stanley Cup.
Well, I mean, look, I'd rather face Columbus than Tampa, but You're 1-1 with the Leafs. Why don't you win this one and then worry about what's next?
And the other thing is, doesn't what's going on in the other series tell you you can't take anything for granted?
Of course.
Like, you're going to sit here all of a sudden and say, yeah, if we beat Toronto, we're in. What, first of all, Washington's still alive on the other side. You have to get through them, and they own your ass. Like, you've beaten them once in, what is it, 15, 16 games or something stupid like that?
Yes.
So that's number one. And secondly, I don't know. You know, everyone thought Tampa would clean up on Columbus, and look at this. It's 3-0. Columbus doesn't look like any sort of pushover to me.
They're definitely not. And as well as Anderson's playing, Bobrovsky's playing better. But that's another day.
Exactly. Yeah, and even I get sucked into it right there.
You're 1-1 with Toronto. You got to fight just to get out of this thing. No guarantees here. Wayne in Yarmouth on Tiger Woods. Go ahead, Wayne.
You guys are all over this, and thanks, Mike, for taking some of the emotion out of this, because there's no question Nicklaus's result in his era doesn't compare with what is going on today. You know, you talked about those seven guys that he fought against. They ended up winning 45 majors. Look at the list today.
Oh.
This group of whiners and prima donnas are not going to even get near half of that in the same time frame.
Wayne, they're all one and done nowadays. And maybe they're two and done and three and done, but the point is they don't need to keep winning, so they don't keep fighting to win, because they make their money off of one or two tournament wins and their sponsorships, and that's it. And so you've bred an entire field of guys who don't know how to win.
They don't fight. They just don't fight and won't. They don't need it.
Okay, and I think that's not Tiger's fault. It's just a condition of today's game. I felt that way for a long time, for a long, long time. Go back and I say that Tiger Woods never has any duels. No one has any duels. There used to be duels. Go back and watch that Turnberry thing in 77. You won't believe it. Go back and watch 81. I think that was the year, the Open, where Watson chipped in. Go watch some of that stuff. You won't hardly believe how those guys went back and forth against each other.
No, it doesn't exist anymore, because there aren't enough guys with the mental toughness or the grudge. First of all, they all fraternize anyway. They're all buddies, for crying out loud. Bugs the crap out of them.
Oh, all those guys lined up to dap up Tiger before he went into the cabin at the end of the round?
Oh, don't you hate that?
What are you guys doing? You hate him.
Seriously. Like, I'll tell you, it's part of, there was a...
Is he considered the biggest a-hole on tour?
Well, I don't know. That one might be reserved for Mickelson.
Did Tiger, was there a thing with Tiger and someone's wife?
No, that was...
Sounds about right.
Is that true? I thought it was, isn't that Dustin Johnson?
Was it Justin Johnson, someone's wife?
I thought so.
I thought it was Tiger and someone's wife.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll go with it.
Maybe it was Tiger with Dustin Johnson.
With Tiger, you never know.
In which case, I can't blame him.
Any port in the storm for that guy.
That was a joke.
Either way, I thought he was supposed to be like a loner, his own deal, and he didn't really get along with any of the guys, didn't even try to get along with any of the guys.
Well, that's why so many of these guys end up crapping their pants. They're still in awe of him.
Yeah, they're all sitting there to kiss his ass after the thing.
Oh, no, the I think that.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, no question. Although, from what I understood, they I don't know, maybe they liked Mickelson better than Tiger. Maybe I'm getting that backwards. But yesterday, I don't know. I felt like there was he's a Euro. So, but that Tiger Molinari thing, like there was a little, they played each other twice in the Ryder Cup. Tiger beat him once and they have the other match. And then he gave this big hug to Finau at the end when he won. And it was kind of a cold handshake with Molinari.
Good.
And then, I don't know, he was sort of waiting for Molinari to crap his pants on the 12th hole while he was standing on the green. Like, I like a little of that tension.
Absolutely.
It's good. It makes for good theater.
Okay, here's Murray's update. We're back with more. Still waiting on Kadri.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5.
The Sports Hub.
Well, we need to be on time with our start. We knew that. We didn't play to our identity on game one. We all knew that. We're aware of it. We wanted to move past it, have a good response game. How do you respond? You're physical. Win the puck battles, control momentum in the first period, attack when you have the chance, puck possession. There's a lot. We hit a lot of checklists. Basically let them know that, you know, how we're going to play.
And it's McAvoy who takes down Zach Hyman cleanly.
Bruins with a puck. Chip it out in front. Fired. They score!
Gets involved with Marchand.
Well, they've taken the handcuffs off of Marchand a little bit here in this game. He's already feisty. A little cuff to the back of the head.
Pastrnak into the slot. Feeds Marchand. Shoots. He scores! Now here's Krejci. He got pounded by Kadri. And DeBrusk steps into him and flattens him.
Kadri whining. The intensity's there. The forecheck is there. The finishing of hits is there.
Back of the net, not of the near corner. Here's Kadri. Driven against the wall and knocked down by DeBrusk. They've got a battle going behind the play. Kadri wants some sort of a penalty. High slot is fired wide. And now the two go down.
Well, these two, Kadri opened it up last game with the late hit on DeBrusk. Good hard hit by Jake DeBrusk, finishing him off. And then Kadri grabbed his arm on the way down. DeBrusk with a good face wash. Kadri complaining.
Pastrnak steps in, and he just flattened Jake Muzzin.
They're giving him a penalty.
And Pastrnak is shocked.
I think they're going to say he left his feet, Judd. And if he did, he gave a charging penalty sign. I think that's a good hit. Muzzin leaking. Well, that sure looked like a pretty good hit.
That was the Bruins' response on Saturday night. We'll see what that means tonight. Dunkin' Donuts pregame at 6:30. The puck drops after 7 again. Surratt and Beers, who you heard there on the call here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. You'll have the baseball reporters from 6 to 6:30. Get you a little baseball fix for a pretty mediocre homestand here by the Red Sox.
I'd go so far as to say bad. Just that's me.
Gay, that comes your way at 6. Unless you want to weigh in right now, we finish up with your calls. Jeff and Marlboro on the Bs. Yes, Jeff.
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to weigh in on the B series so far. And the Young Bucks really showing up. So who do you think is the biggest voice in the room or the most leadership influence that's going? You think it's like a Chara, Bergeron, maybe Cassidy? And also, Scalabrine was a pretty good ginger athlete.
Okay, that's a fair point.
Yeah, pretty good.
I think it's a Cassidy thing. As much as I really respect Chara and love Bergeron and those guys, I don't think they're really vocal, in your face, fiery up kind of leaders. I mean, I know Chara's not. Chara's sort of a quiet, lead by example. And maybe it's different at this stage of their careers. Maybe it's different even than it was like 7 years ago because the clock's ticking. So, you know, I'm not in the room. I don't know. But my guess is it comes from the Cassidy's, Backus's, that sort of.
I was just going to say Backus.
You know, that sort of thing, more than Char and Burr. I've never felt those were really those guys.
But maybe those young guys don't want to disappoint them because they realize that the window for, you know, Bergeron and Char, it's not too much. That ain't open, you know. That window's getting closer to closing.
Sure.
What about Marchand?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. But when you see David Pastrnak lighting people up, like, what the hell got into these guys?
I know. In fact, I'd prefer he actually back off a little. I
mean, who got to him?
Right. The last thing you need is for him to pop a shoulder or something, you know.
Hurt the thumb again.
Well, right. Anything.
Exactly.
Like, I just, you know, let's not get crazy now. So they needed it. You know, it was the type of game that you had to answer. And God knows there were other teams in the league that didn't do it. At home, after losing game one, Tampa went right back into a freaking shell. So, you know, I'm glad they did, but let's not get stupid. You don't want the best players getting hurt either.
Bill in New Hampshire on Tiger Woods. Yes, Bill.
Yes, I just wanted to chime in on Tiger. And as a
point of reference, I was at the Brookline at the U.S. Open in 1963 when Jackie Cupid and Julius Burrows and Arnold Palmer were in a playoff. I'm a big golf fan, and I think what's overlooked is, not overlooked, some of the pros mention it now, Tiger has spawned all these athletes. No longer are the guys on the pro golf tour the guys that get cut from the cross-country team or the fat country club kid that can't play any other sport.
No, they're better athletes, Bill, but are they better winners? Are they better putters?
Oh, absolutely, they're better. They're way more. I know Maz made a statement that Koepka missed a putt that would have been a birdie putt. I would like to put Maz in front of that gallery and put him out on that green.
Oh, would
and
he?
Tell him he's got to make. He would. They'd have to bring the meds out to carry him off.
Exactly. He'd drop a caca in his shorts, Bill, like you read about.
Yep. Forget about Augusta. I'd crap my pants at Leo Martin and Newton for crying out loud on the 18th green. But I'm not the one who's a professional golfer. That's where the guy's missing the point. Of course I would crap my pants.
Are they better golfers now? Yeah, probably. But stand over an 8-foot putt that matters on 18? I'm sorry. It's not as good as it used to be. Those guys used to know how to make that putt. They'd at least have to make the putt to make their money, and it meant more. And I think it created a more competitive environment. Here it doesn't matter if you make that 8-footer or not. If you're making $5 million a year from TaylorMade, what's the difference whether you finish second, third, or fourth? And I think that permeates the field, and it results in, I just think, a less competitive product.
I mean, again, just look at those young guys down the stretch yesterday. Shoffley, Cantlay.
And oh, by the way, this is an aesthetics thing. Aesthetic. They all look the same. They all swing the same. They all stand over the ball the same. It's all the same. It's Iron Byron. And again, back in my day, I'm sorry to do that to you, they each had their distinctive games. Someone was a short game player, a long game player. Someone had left to right. Someone, you know, Jack had a funky sort of swing. Trevino
had one of the worst swings ever.
Trevino was like all over the place. He sliced it. Never mind cut it or fade it. He played a slice. And Ray Floyd played like a hoy. Like, they had all sorts of different ways to approach the thing. It was just a much more interesting product. But that's, again, not Tiger's fault or anyone's fault. It is maybe someone's fault. It's just, it's all generic now. They all look the same to me.
The only guys I thought had a shot yesterday that, to me, were Dustin Johnson and Koepka. That's it. Because they hit the crap out of the ball. They're going to be hitting high irons into the greens. You know, like, the greens were receptive on top of it. And, you know, Koepka's been hot. And, you know, Johnson's played a lot better since crapping his pants at the U.S. Open with Spieth a number of years ago. So he's been better, too. But, like, look, they don't have that. It's cliche, that killer mentality that Tiger has.
They don't need it. You know what? I'll give Tiger credit for having it when he doesn't need it. But he's now chasing history, so I get it. But he always had that. He did.
He still does.
And, you know, he was a millionaire when he was 15 years old. So all those things that I think, you know, prevent these other guys from being competitors didn't prevent Tiger Woods from being a competitor, so he deserves credit for that. So,
I mean, he had it yesterday, because once he saw Molinari hit it into the water on 12, his eyes, like, started to pop.
Billy and Haverhill on the Bruins. Hi, Billy.
The walking trash bag that is Sean Avery and his little Instagram rant. Oh, my God. He is just I can't tolerate it. He's telling Austin Matthews that he needs to square up to set the to fight DeBrusk to set the pace for game 3. What an idiot of a comment. And the fact that he defends Nazem Kadri and says that he should have knocked out all of the front teeth of Jake DeBrusk, I would just, for somebody who turtled his whole career and is such a dirty player, just want to smack his mouth off.
Tool bag. Yeah, total tool bag. The one that got me is that the hit on Marlowe along the boards. He's a 20-year veteran. You don't do a 20-year veteran. Like, okay, because he's playing the league a long time? We're not supposed to touch him?
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch him. Yeah.
It's the playoffs, but he's a 20-year veteran, so we're going to lay up on him? Now, that's one of the top three dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, no. 20 years in the league, you can't get anywhere within 10 feet of him. You didn't know that?
What are you? I'm supposed to, like, check the guy's hockey card to see how long he's been in the league before I decide whether to hit him or not in the playoffs?
Everyone hated him when he played, and now I thought he was, like, away from the game.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know even what he
why
does.
Why does he do this now?
I don't know. I frankly don't care. I don't give two poops about Sean Avery.
Just quickly, the physicality of it, one thing that does worry me about it when the Bruins play that way is the size of some of their defensemen. I mean, Clifton's gone. Krug, I don't know how he's playing. When that helmet came off and he hit his head, I thought, forget it. He's done too now. And Krug, it feels like, gets hurt all the time, right? He got hurt in the playoffs late last year. So he's susceptible to getting knocked around. Again, Clifton's a Grizzlick's next. That's coming. Like, their defensemen are small. And I, you know, this is why, like, I worry about Kevin Miller not being there, because they just don't have a ton of size on that back end.
We've got Bob in Greenfield, Tiger versus Jack. Who you got, Bob?
Yeah. No, I missed the beginning or the ending of your stats on Tiger and Jack. Did you give how many times Jack finished second?
19.
Yeah. Can you? And I'm just, what if he hit even two or three of those he won? And I'm sure he would have thought he could have won.
Well, no, but my point there is that Jack competed and fought to the end every tournament, it feels
absolutely
like. And Tiger's finished second six times, which tells me, Bob, when Tiger knows he ain't going to win,
right,
pack it in.
Right. No, that stat always gets me. 19 times he came in second in a major.
I love that. That's like my favorite Jack stat. 19 seconds. It speaks to the fact that, no, sometimes you lose.
And 9/3.
Sometimes you lose. Sometimes you get beat out by a good golfer or someone who's competitive or just got you that day. Tiger, it's either all or nothing. First time he ever came back was yesterday, and it was only a two-shot deficit. When Jack won in 86, he was in ninth place. Ninth place. Tiger was in second in the last group. And people are treating this like the greatest comeback in the history of sport. Tiger shot a 35 on the back nine. 35. Jack shot 30. 30 on the back nine. Came from ninth place. There were 14 guys either tied with him or ahead of him when he started the day. 14. Tiger had one guy on top of him. You're like, oh my God, we've never seen anything. Augusta's never seen anything like this. What are you talking about? God, that's annoying.
You know how many times Nicholas finished in the top five of a major?
So that I don't have.
I have it in front of me. That's why I'm asking.
Go ahead.
56.
What is
that? Is Tiger's 32, which is higher than I thought. So, you know, he has 7 seconds, 4/3, and then, you know, a handful of others in the top four or five. So, like, you know, and Tiger's played, a listener pointed this out by email. Nicholas played in 164 career majors. Tiger's only played in 81.
It's interesting.
Okay, but the deceiving part of that is that, for example, after Nicholas won the Masters at age 46 in 86, he played in 17 more Masters. So
17 more Masters, not even the other majors.
Correct.
I said to Maz off the air, I think Jack was playing major tournaments in 2005, for crying out loud.
So he was, and that was the last year he played in majors. But if you think of it in those terms, then, you know, he played in another, you know, whatever, 50, 60 majors.
Do they also in Jack's day count the amateur tournaments?
Not for this stat that I'm looking at, but he did win the U.S. amateur a couple of times, yeah, too, I think. So it doesn't count on his list, okay, of majors.
But
these
the point
pro
is,
majors.
When Jack was in his 50s, he was playing senior tour and regular tour events and majors constantly. So I bet in their mid-40s, that number's a lot close. The disparity's a lot less.
Yes, I would say that that's probably right. I mean, Tiger is, you know, there's not much separating them, but Jack has the edge.
Hey, look, as today establishes, if you didn't know it already, I'm a big Jack Nicklaus guy. I'll argue this all day long. But it's all there for Tiger. Don't hit the fire hydrant. Don't get hooked on pills. Don't get pulled over, you know, muttering Swahili on, what was he on, Murray?
It was Xanax, Dilaudid, Vicodin, weed.
Weed, because Lord knows, if the Xanax and the Dilaudid ain't going to do it, then you got to hit a little weed.
Ambien. And it was, this all happened 15 miles from his home in Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter, Florida.
Where have I heard about Jupiter, Florida
Well,
before?
Okay. So here it is, Tiger people. He's 43. Jack was 46. Lay off the Perkins waitresses. Lay off the Dilaudid. What is it?
Dilaudid.
Lay off the Dilaudid. Let's see if your doctor can not get busted for peddling PEDs. Let's see you hang in there. Show up to these majors. Win a couple more, and then you can claim to be the greatest, and there's nothing I can say.
You're giving me life, Mike. I still got something to root against.
Exactly. It's all right there in front of you.
So wait. To pass Jack, Tiger's got to win four more majors, right? Three ties, four wins.
And get off the waitresses and the drugs.
No shot.
Final word comes your way next.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
I'm pissed off. The suspension didn't, I'm just saying they're off the yard. I can't believe this thing didn't come down from 2 to 6.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Perfect opportunity to hit the breaking news sounder, give you some new, I mean, that's so annoying.
The game starts in an hour. How long does it take to put this stupid video together?
It's going
to
be like a 6-minute video.
Why?
Because
they're going to put the whooshes in.
Those whooshes are awesome.
I do love them.
They are.
I actually like a whoosh.
Tremendous. But for the love of Pete, I mean, you knew you were going to suspend him. You should have some of it in the can before you even met with the guy.
You would think so.
Anyway.
So we have a couple of pieces of sound related to the Tiger Woods story of him winning the Masters yesterday. We'll start with Mark in the car, a.k.a. our very own Mark Capello, who, by the way, gave me my favorite moment of Super Bowl week, just as an aside, when he lost his mind about the Doors and started shouting on Radio Row, and people started turning around like, oh, who is this lunatic yelling about the Doors?
Well, debate.
Because you disparaged the Doors.
Well, this is an off-air show topic, but name the three greatest American rock and roll bands in history. Dylan 1, Springsteen 2, name three. Three's tough. He goes Doors. I'm like, that's a joke.
he got
very angry.
Lost his mind. Just as mad as he did about Tiger Woods.
I don't know. I like the Doors.
Mark is in the car. What's up, Mark?
Guys, you guys are missing the whole story. I can't believe you're missing it, but Tiger just explained to you why it's the biggest comeback. It's not that he cheated on his wife. It's not that he popped pills. It's not that he drove his car off a cliff. The story is that he couldn't even swing a club 2 years ago. He could barely swing a club, and now he wins the second most prestigious tournament in the world, and you guys are hooked up on he cheated his wife. That's not the story. The story is that he couldn't even swing a club. Never mind the fact that people were telling this guy he was never going to win another tournament in his entire life, and he comes back and he beat the best guys in the world on one of the biggest stages. That's the story. That's the comeback story. It's not that he popped pills. It's not that he screwed around on his wife.
Yes, it is.
I don't agree with, okay? But that's not the story. The story is he couldn't walk 2 years ago. That's the story.
He's playing that up.
Agreed. Played it up.
Yeah, he couldn't walk.
You're
right about part of it. He couldn't walk a straight line is what he couldn't do. That's exactly right, Mark.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Do you have any idea how bad back fusion surgery is?
Oh, here we go. So anyone now with a bad back, now we'll get the back people.
If you've never had a bad back, you don't know what it's like. My
Rocky Felger, Lantana, Florida, on line 7. Now everyone with a bad back is going to be called. So true. You start getting the back people? Like, you don't know.
Yeah, Felger, have you ever had lower back spasms?
I have a bad back. Go to yoga and shut up. And then we have this. Felger against Louie on the facts when it came to Tiger Woods.
Louie in Amesbury. Hi, Louie.
You guys are unbelievable. Honestly, God, Felger. You know what you did yesterday? You wanted Tiger to win. So just like when the Red Sox win, the Patriots win, and you could spew your negativism like you do all the time. I just can't understand. And first, let me just say this. I am old enough. I did see Jack play against all those guys you're talking about. And by the way, you might want to look up and get your facts straight. Because some of those guys, were had a little bit of dirtbag in them as well. And I loved all those guys, number one. Number two, are you serious when you say that the competition then
yes.
versus now? Did you see
the key word, the competition, they actually had some back then.
And there's plenty of competition now. Did you see the leaderboard yesterday with former champions Mickelson, Jason Day? You had, are you
Who's Jason Day again? Who is that guy?
Australian.
Guys, no, I don't care about Louis. This is my point.
No, you don't care about it. You don't care about it because you don't have any facts straight,
I got all my facts straight, Louis. I got all my facts.
You just don't
like my opinion, so you say I don't have facts. That's all you do. That's just a childish little thing that someone have done. I've given you numbers all day long. I've given you research all day long. I know my facts better than you do, Louis. And I'm rooting against Tiger Woods. I'm rooting against him. Yep, I got a thing for Jack Nicklaus. I'm rooting against Tiger. I wanted him to contend so I could spew my nonsense. I don't want him to win.
Because you don't have your facts straight, though.
You don't got your facts straight, Louis. Go back and get some facts and come back to me. And then we'll compare your facts to my facts. I bet you my facts are better than your facts. How are your facts?
Not very good, and his R2 unit was losing its mind.
I was going to say, what was going off there?
That's right.
Anyway, here comes the baseball reporters. How's your baseball team doing?
Oh, they're just putzing right along, Mike. You know, they're not skipping a beat, these Red Sox. They lose today to the Baltimore Orioles, 8-1. To wrap up what I would call something less than inspiring, a 3-3 homestand against two of the worst teams in the league. Otherwise, you know, everything's good. No problem there. Nothing to look at. Nothing to see. We'll take you right through it. We'll tell you, we'll give you the big picture assessment of the Red Sox, as well as one player in particular who really should concern you. And then the indignity of this weekend really was obvious. That was your word from earlier, Mike. The boy, did the Red Sox have it rubbed in their faces this weekend. We'll explain when we come back.
Okay, if Kadri news breaks, Maz will give it to you first here Indeed. As well. Bruins pregame at 6:30. They drop the puck after 7. If you're watching on TV, me and Amonte will be on NBC Sports Boston, but keep it here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.